A second notice of motion of interest to me was also put forward at tonight's Lismore City Council meeting by Councillor John Piero Battista. This motion read that Council dissolve the LBPP, Lismore Business Promotion Panel, and reinstate in its place the LCAC, Lismore Chamber of Commerce, as the advisory body to Council. This motion was given the title of Lismore Business Promotion Panel and involved so many issues that I could rant for days. Fortunately for everyone, I'll only rant about a few. The LBPP consists of 9 members. One of those is the chair, which is a non-voting position occupied by Brent McAllister, Lismore City Council's Executive Director of Sustainable Development. Not only does he guide the discussion as the chair, he also has complete veto power over any decision of the LBPP. It makes you wonder why there is even a panel, since nothing he disagrees with is ever implemented. There is one seat reserved for a Lismore City Councillor, one reserved for a Lismore Chamber of Commerce representative, one reserved for the Lismore Shopping Square, one reserved for a business from outside the CBD, and the 3 remaining seats go to inner CBD business representatives. A 4th inner CBD position was created on a whim when there was a change in the Chamber of Commerce committee to retain the preferred person on the panel. Lismore City Council selects those who sit on the panel. Mr. McAllister wrote the staff comment for this motion in which he addressed 4 issues. The LBPP period of office was listed as a reason to keep the LBPP until the end of the term of this council plus 3 months, and an assumption was made that they have fulfilled their role well. This is a subjective opinion that is not shared by many business owners who pay a lot of money to the Special Business Rate Variation Levy, or SBRVL. The panel seems to be under the complete control of Mr. McAllister. The SBRVL will also face scrutiny in the coming months, since it does not seem as though the funds are being used as the levy was presented to the state government for approval. More than 2 years have passed since the council last considered the city centre manager's reporting arrangement. Support for the city centre manager is quickly dropping off, and the reporting arrangement is irrelevant since this motion is about the LBPP. A vote of no confidence in the LBPP is equally reflected in the performance of the city centre manager. Mr. McAllister seems to be also trying to direct councillors to the views of the Lismore Square representative. This direction is based on dollars and nothing more. They pay a lot of rates because they control a lot of retail space. They've already been given representation on a panel of 8, which was diluted by Mr. McAllister when he made it a panel of 9. There is no reason why they could not also have representation on the Lismore Chamber of Commerce executive and have greater input than they do now. The Chamber of Commerce is a group that represents the largest number of businesses in the Lismore area. Mr. McAllister suggested that they represent only approximately 12.7% of businesses which pay the SBRVL, while the LBPP somehow represents all ratepayers. As outlined above, general panel members are handpicked by Mr. McAllister, and he has full veto rights over any decision they make. Keeping the LBPP means Mr. McAllister controls the hundreds of thousands of dollars of SBRVL funding to do with as he pleases. This may not change, but at least the Chamber of Commerce Board is selected by voting members. Mr. McAllister continued by suggesting that businesses would be required to pay Lismore Chamber of Commerce membership on top of the SBRVL to have a say and try to impose restrictions via some sort of charter if the LBPP was disbanded. This extra cost is just not the case, since SBRVL issues could be open to public votes. This is certainly more democratic than doing whatever Mr. McAllister wants. Trying to control a new panel also demonstrates a fear of losing control. The other issues were of little importance and do not require comment. The recommendation to defer consideration and resolution of the LBPP issue until after the election is unnecessary, since it is clear that businesses seek a new direction. What is currently in place is just not working well. Management of the CBD should be undertaken by someone with management experience and qualifications, as opposed to someone with marketing qualifications who promotes positive spin regardless of the outcome. Decisions should be based on facts and figures and not publicity. As mentioned earlier, since this podcast is pre-recorded and the transcript was submitted for approval prior to the council meeting, I will also provide council's decision on Facebook and again during next week's broadcast for this notice of motion. Find me on Facebook. Follow the Big Rob's Rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you would like to make a comment. You're listening to Big Rob's Rant on 92.9 River FM.